It's March the 1st, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is John Longhurst, and I'm your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. Welcome to the program. We are a university of the church for the world. Let's pray. O Lord, we pray that you will bless your people today and help us all to experience your presence. Guide us, empower us, and help us to do your work in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was Blessed Assurance, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme today is The Promise of New Life. The scripture is from Ezekiel chapter 11. Our speaker is Dr. Pierre Gilbert, Associate Professor of Biblical Studies and Theology at CMU.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 4, 13 to 14, 24 and 28. As I looked, I saw a great storm coming from the north, and driving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with brilliant light. There was fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like gleaming amber. The living beings looked like bright coals of fire of brilliant torches, and lightning seemed to flash back and forth among them, and the living beings darted to and fro like flashes of lightning. As they flew, their wings sounded to me like waves crashing against the shore, or like the voice of the Almighty, or like the shouting of a mighty army. And when they stopped, they let down their wings. This is what the glory of the Lord looked like to me. When I saw it, I fell face down on the ground, and I heard someone's voice speaking to me. In the next 4 weeks, we're going to look at the book of Ezekiel. In order to understand what's really going on here, I need to give you some background. This book was written at a time of great upheaval for Israel. The southern kingdom of Judah had fallen to the Babylonians. The city of Jerusalem had been destroyed. Even the temple was razed to the ground. This was truly Israel's 9/11. It was a catastrophe of unimaginable proportions. That God could allow a disaster of that scale to occur was too much. How could something like that happen? Two explanations began to emerge. One, while God had suffered a terrible defeat at the hands of the Babylonian gods. Now, to some of you, I realize this may seem like a bit of a stretch, but that fit the most basic beliefs of the time. Two, well, for some people, this was not an adequate solution. How could the great Yahweh, Elohim, fall before the god Marduk and the rest of his gang? There had to be a better explanation. For some, it was easier to believe that God had simply turned on them. And so he either hated them or had simply abandoned them. Neither of these two solutions represented an accurate reflection of ultimate reality. It's not that God was weak or didn't care anymore. There was something else going on. Ezekiel had the responsibility of providing the correct interpretation for these terrible events. And so the prophet had a twofold challenge. First, to those who believed that God had been beaten, Ezekiel had to communicate that God was still all-powerful. Second, to those who believed that God hated them, he had to remind them that this was pure nonsense. More than anything in the universe, God loved his people. He allowed that terrible catastrophe to occur, not because he hated his people, but because he loved them too much to allow them to self-destruct. It was to discipline Israel that God allowed the Babylonians to invade Judah. And so Ezekiel had to invent literally a new language, create new images in order to communicate again the greatness of the Lord. The book of Ezekiel reminds us that our God forever seeks to find new ways to tell us that, like a good father, he loves us and has what it takes to take care of us and enable us to partner with him in the task of bringing the gospel to all. God bless you.
That was In Heavenly Love Abiding, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. My guest this morning is Brian Heppenstall, a second-year psychology major from Morton. Brian was a member of a group of students who went to Louisiana during Reading Week in February to do hurricane repair work with Mennonite Disaster Service. Welcome, Brian.
Good to be here.
So, Brian, why did you want to go on that MDS trip?
Well, I've always had a passion to do missions work and to serve God and to serve different communities. And I feel that working with different people, just it gives me this feeling that I've got a purpose and I'm doing God's work. And it's just really refreshing and encouraging to me and to see the reaction of people around me. It's just wonderful.
So while you were there in Louisiana, what did you learn or discover about yourself or the people there or anything else about the experience?
I learned that the people down there were very hospitable. We got to go to this one place where we were given the opportunity to try some of the cultural food. We had a shrimp stew, and just the hospitality from some of the people that did experience some of the hurricane damage, and just their love that they had for us being there to be able to serve them in different ways through building and through just sharing our lives and whatever. It was just really rewarding.
Thinking about CMU generally, Brian, what do you enjoy about being a student here at the university?
Being a student here at CMU is a great experience. I've grown up going to a Christian high school, and just to continue that Christian education here at CMU is just a great experience. It's good to relate God to my studies and just to be able to continue a Christian education where I don't put God on the back burner, where he can be evident in my life, even through my studies.
Thanks, Brian, for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. Join us tonight for worship at CMU, a time of praise and focus on mission and service. That's at 7 p.m. in the Great Hall. Youth are invited to join us next weekend for PIT, Peace, Praise, and Pray It Together. The speaker at the conference for senior high youth grades 10 to 12 is Tony Campolo, who will speak on the topic, Facing Your Fears. On March 12 to 14, CMU presents the musical West Side Story. The show begins each evening at 7:30 p.m. with a matinee on March 12 at 1 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. Join us March 15 for Vespers, a time of meditation, scripture, song, and prayer. It's at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium. On March 16 and 17, come hear author and broadcaster Michael Corrin of Toronto speak on the topic, Proclaiming Christ in the Public Square. He will speak on March 16 at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., and on March 17 at 11:30 a.m. All sessions are free and in the CMU Chapel. Corrin will also address pastors at a pastoral roundtable on March 17 at noon. The topic is the role of the pastor and the church in addressing secularism in our culture. Call 487-3300 to reserve a place at the roundtable. On March 18, a Southern Manitoba boy comes home when former CBC radio host Eric Friesen of Altona speaks at CMU about the role and future of classical music in Canada today. The presentation is called Classical Matters. The event takes place at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium. Admission is free. On March 22 at 7:30 p.m., come hear Choral Connections, a men's chorus festival featuring the CMU Men's Chorus, the Faith and Life Male Chorus, and singers from Westgate Mennonite Collegiate. Admission is free. An offering will be taken. And finally, lovers of vocal music can come hear up-and-coming singers on March 26 at the Verna Mae Jansen Vocal Competition Finals. The evening of music takes place 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium. Admission is free. For more information about these and many other events, check your church bulletin or our website at www.cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570 or in Winnipeg, 487-3300. That's our program for today. I invite you to pray for CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.